You know, we're often victims of cabin fever, and I call this episode Get Out. We're victims of being inside. We're victims of thinking we're free, but actually locked in to a seat in front of our computers or at the phone. You need to change your environment. You need to change your exposure if you want to feel better about yourself, if you want to enhance your feeling of self-worth. It's within your power, but we often don't use it. We need differing stimuli which can enhance our ability to change, enhance our ability to be creative, enhance our ability to be innovative. We need that kind of exposure and the opportunity to achieve that exposure. You can leave the phone home. You can return your emails later, return your voicemail later. You don't really need your cell phone with you all the time. I know we rationalize that by saying, well, what if my significant other wants me? What if there's some kind of important call? People got away with this for hundreds of years without a phone in their pocket, dealing with whatever exigencies came up. You can certainly take an hour from your office and not carry your phone with you, because you'll check your email, you'll get a call, you'll make a call. And what you need is to get out, not just have an extension of your office with you. You need to give it enough time. A lot of you are going to say, well, how much time? I'm going to tell you, an hour. Take an hour and walk in the park. Take an hour and walk the dog. Take an hour and go sit somewhere and just stare at the water. Whatever it takes. But you need to avoid cabin fever. It's crushing. No matter how good your environment, if you're trapped in it, it's not a good environment. Don't make things routine or you spoil them. Don't treat every day as a routine day, and that's great, it's average, it's normal. No good. That's not what helps us. It's not what drives us. So you need to get out. Or as I say, get a move on.